Today is the ninth Sunday after Pentecost, and this coming Friday is the first Friday of the month. And I ask that you please sign up for an hour of adoration before the Blessed Sacrament for the all-night vigil. The sisters will be holding a young ladies' retreat, and the priests and seminarians will be holding a young men's retreat in October, from October 18th through the 22nd. There are flyers in the back of the chapel for more information. And finally, I ask that you please keep in your prayers the repose of the soul of Mr. Frank Justice. Mr. Justice passed away this week, and there will be a wake this afternoon from 2 to 4 and from 7 to 9 p.m. And the funeral home is on Park Avenue in Wantagh, the Wantagh Abbey Funeral Home. And if you kneel down now, we will pray for the repose of his soul.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be,
world without end. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May he rest in peace. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The epistle appointed to be read for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians. Brethren, let us not covet evil things as they also coveted, neither become ye idolaters as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed fornication, and there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them tempted and perished by the serpents. Neither do you murmur as some of them murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them in figure, and they are written for our correction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, he that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed lest he fall. Let no temptation take hold on you, but such as is human. And God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will make also with temptation issue, that you may be able to bear it. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 19. At that time, when Jesus drew near Jerusalem, seeing this city, he wept over it, saying, If thou also hadst known, and that in this thy day the things that are to thy peace, but now they are hidden from thy eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, and the enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and straiten thee on every side, and beat thee flat to the ground, and thy children who are in thee. And they shall not leave in thee a stone upon a stone, because thou hast not known the time of thy visitation. And entering into the temple, he began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. These words are taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Many years ago, there was a farmer in a small Midwest town who was a regular patron of the village saloon. And being a frequent customer, he all too often drank more than he could stand. Fortunately, he was not married, and so his drinking did not present a problem to his family. However, one of his friends, through pleading with him and persuading him, induced him to quit drinking and to stop entering the saloon. At the same time, the now sober farmer continued to hitch his horse to a post in front of the saloon whenever he came to town, even though he did not enter the swinging doors of the saloon. His friend noticed this and one day warned him to be cautious. He said, "Sam, I am proud of your licking the liquor habit, but take the advice of an older man. Hitch your horse some other place instead of right in front of the saloon." In other words, his friend was saying, even though you gave up the drinking, don't tempt yourself by going near the saloon. In the epistle of today's Mass, written to the Catholics of the city of Corinth, St. Paul warns them not to tempt Christ by coveting evil things, by valuing the things of this world in an idolatrous way, and by committing sins of impurity. Look at what happened to the chosen people in the Old Testament, he says. They gave in to temptation and committed grave sins, and were severely punished. And St. Paul says those things happened as a warning to us. The temptations we face in the world today, my dear friends, can be a great source of difficulty, for they incite us to sin and break God's commandments. It is difficult to save our soul in today's world because of the constant temptations and occasions to sin which surround us. But we must, as good Catholics, be practical in fighting temptations. We must first have confidence in our Lord's love for us. And if we strive to resist temptation and avoid the near occasions of sin, we can have confidence. St. Mary Magdalene entertained temptations which led her to a life of sin. The compassionate heart of Christ converted her wicked ways, and she did not fall into despair as Judas did. Judas entertained temptations, fell into sin, but then despaired of God's goodness. The sinners who became saints placed their confidence in the Sacred Heart, and their confidence helped make them great saints. And so too we can place our confidence in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He can be our refuge, especially in the time of temptation. He understands our weakness. When our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary and revealed to her his Sacred Heart, he said it was his ardent desire to be known, loved, and honored by men, and his eager desire to draw them back from the road to perdition. And therefore, if we have recourse to him, he will give us all the graces necessary to fight temptations in order that we may not give in to sin. St. Francis de Sales says, "There is no place where temptation does not have access. And so, my dear faithful, when temptations come, and I can assure you they will come, have recourse to our Lord's merciful heart. Petition Him by praying a short ejaculation such as, "My Jesus, let me not fall victim to my enemies." Aside from having confidence in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, remember the good advice given to the farmer who overcame his drinking habit. No matter how strong and determined we might be, we must avoid the occasions of former sins if we wish to stay on the right path. And lastly, stay close to the sacraments. The graces you receive from frequent communion and confession will help you fight temptations. And if you have the misfortune of falling into sin, think of our Lord's desire to draw sinners back from the road to perdition. Be faithful to the duties of your state in life, for you will have to answer to God for what you do. Be faithful to your prayers and the reception of the sacraments. Be devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of the Mother of God. Be modest in dress and speech. Keep the filth of the world out of your hearts and homes. Avoid the occasions of sin. Do these things, and God will not abandon you. For as St. Paul says in today's epistle, God is faithful and will not permit you to be tempted above that which you are able to bear. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.